Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Will Manso is with us. So there's a couple things. You and I both went to UM, and I live in Boca. And so you've got this great little story going on of South Florida being this hotbed for March Madness. I'm beyond excited. Canes men's and women's, FAU men's team. And then you've also got, 1 week from today, Marlins season opening. And yeah. And yesterday on the show, because there's so many things going on. Yesterday on the show, I read on the air your thread about the World Baseball Classic and the attendance, and, you know, comparing it to the Marlins attendance last season and kind of, you know, spitballing on what it would take. I've said to Crowder and Solana, if 1/10 of the excitement from the World Baseball Classic could be generated towards the Marlins this season in new excitement, it would be an unbelievable change there. So, I mean, is it as simple as, hey, put out a consistent winner, it'll feel that way? I don't know if it'll feel the way that the World Baseball Classic does.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But, you know, is it as simple as field a consistent winner, you'll get excitement?
I think so, because it's the only thing we haven't seen here, right? Like, in the course of the Marlins, we've seen two World Series championships, right? We saw that lightning in a bottle, you know, COVID year playoff run that was fun, but it wasn't sustained. It was only 60-plus games, whatever it was. I think we've never seen consistency of a product, of a team just saying, okay, I'm investing as an ownership group in this product, this team, this payroll, signing our guys, building our guys. It's always like, you know, the Stanton Yelich years, okay, it didn't work. They didn't reach the level they wanted. They blew it up. You know, this new team, Bruce Sherman comes in, they're kind of doing things. I give Sherman credit. It's not like they're not spending money, but I don't think they're spending money at the level where you can truly compete. And I think fans just want an honest chance. And that's the one thing we haven't gotten, even through the championships, is an honest, consistent product. And I think that's the final step to see if baseball can really work. And how do you do it with this team, guys? I mean, you build around Sandy. He's your Cy Young winner. He's got, you know, the love of the Dominican fan. You get a Luis Arraez, who's a batting champ, nice player. Jazz represent the Bahamas. I mean, you have this cultural dynamic that I think you can entice local fans just for their guys. And if you can keep that nucleus, make some noise, it's not going to happen in 1 year. It's not going to be this year. You have to commit. But if next year you're trading Sandy, right, and you're trading Jazz, you're not signing free agents, your minor league system still isn't very good, then what are you really selling to the fan? Because passion and excitement for baseball, as much as we love it in the World Baseball Classic, that's not enough. Not enough to bring fans out 81 games a year, even at 15, 16, 17,000 fans a game, which is about half of what they got for the WBC.
And Will, that was created by Loria and Samson. Like, we're still blaming them. They have nothing to do with us anymore.
Everybody.
But that's who created this problem?
I think it goes back to Wayne. I mean, I think it goes back to winning a championship and blowing it up the next year. And then Loria and Samson come in, and again, to their credit, they get pudged. They win a title, and then they, you know, the Cabrera trade. My goodness, what a disaster that was. And every group that's come through, John Henry, everybody, no one just understands that you've got to commit. And look, it's a big thing, guys. It's not my money. A, I'm not a billionaire. B, if I was, I still wouldn't like losing money. It's not fun to just spend money and see the money go nowhere. But you have to commit to a product to see if it grows, and that takes money. And it takes more than just making a trade and signing one guy. Look, the Marlins weren't very active in big free agents this year. I hate when people say, well, they can't sign a $300 million guy. Of course they can. They just don't want to. And again, it's not my money. I understand why. But if you really want to compete with the big boys, you got to spend money. You got to commit, and you got to show your fans you care for the long term, not just to put a decent product out, but to put a consistent winning product out.
You know, it's sustained excellence. When we had started the show today, I had read this little nugget. Eric Spoelstra last night, I'm sure you know this, became the fourth coach in NBA history to reach 700 career wins with one single franchise. Yep. And I was saying, you know, that is kind of a testament to the organization. It's certainly a testament to Spo, but it's a testament to the organization. I mean, it is sustained excellence. And when you have, you know, a front office and an owner and a coaching staff that seems to be in on it for the long term, long haul, they're all on the same page. I don't know. It breeds excellence. And so you can have down seasons for the Heat and you yep. still have, you know, again, does it feel now like it does during the Big Three era? No.
No. But you still trust
conversation about yeah. them that we have about the Marlins. No. And I just, they're missing that.
Yeah. And look, it's easy to say, go get yourself your Pat Riley, because obviously getting Pat Riley, those don't grow on trees. I mean, the Heat really lucked out in being able to get Pat when they did, and just giving him the keys and saying, you take it. But the one thing that the Heat have done, look, have the Heat been good every year the last 25 years? No. They have had one and done. They've had non-playoff games, performances. They had a 15-win season. There have been plenty of downs through the championships and the ups. But the one thing you can always count on is that they're going to try to put up their best product the next year. They're going to try to make those next moves, look ahead. And I think the one thing you have never gotten through all the ownership groups of the Marlins is that. Even the Dolphins. I say it all the time, like, I'm sitting here in this world Stephen Ross created. It's incredible. Tennis, F1, Super Bowls, football, college, all these things we talk about. Stephen Ross puts his money where his mouth is. He's not afraid to spend it. He's not afraid to try to win. It hasn't worked out yet to the big level, but it certainly hasn't been for lack of trying and effort. And I think Dolphins fans appreciate that.
And Will, would Spo be – he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, the list of coaches that's won 700 games with the same team, they're all Hall of Famers. Like, he's there. But would he have been this good of a coach, this respected, if he didn't coach for the Heat? If Pat Riley didn't bring it up through the system and he kind of – you know, we were talking about earlier, Pat helped him early in his career. Like, would he still be a good coach if he went to Sacramento or something?
I think he would have been a good coach, but I think he would have gotten fired somewhere along the way, because that's just the way the cycle works, right? Like, even good coaches end up being retreads and end up landing somewhere else. Like, Spo had the full confidence. Let's face it, Jeffrey Loria fires Eric Spoelstra when the Heat were 9-8, the Big Three year where LeBron wasn't happy and all this stuff was going on. Pat Riley said, deal with it. This is my guy. I trust him to win, and it paid off. And again, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. But you're right, Channing, in another situation, in Indiana, in the Sacramento, and God knows where, he probably doesn't have an ownership group and a GM and a president that gives him the patience and trust to do that. And that's a rare – and trust me, Spo knows it. Spo knows how fortunate he is that it's always not just about knowledge but luck. And the Heat have committed to him, and now because of it, he's one of the great coaches of all time. I mean, if anything, he's underrated. And like you said, 700 wins, one of four with the same franchise, and he's still a young guy. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. It was fun last night, and Saturday night, I mean, talk about a playoff atmosphere. Saturday night is going to be great against Brooklyn.
Oh,
we're looking forward to watching. Go enjoy some tennis. Will Manso from Local 10 and Bally Sports Sun. Thank you, Will.
Anytime. Solana, turn off the light Saturday night. We'll see you then.
Yes, sir. You and me, Will.
Solana wants to get there now. That is Solana, Saturday night is going to be lit.
I might need to get there now, considering the traffic from Ultra on Saturday. Me and Will will be will be stuck in Ultra traffic on the way home on 95.
What time does the game start on Saturday? 8 o'clock, I think?
8 p.m.
What time are you going to get there? Honestly, like, you got to navigate some traffic, man.
I'm guessing from Kendall, it will take me an hour and a half at least to get there. So I'm planning to leave super early.
All right. There you go. Will Manso from Local 10.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.